You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. First co-working and now crowdfunding, which has exploded onto the scene since 2012 when the Federal Jobs Act changed the way individuals could invest in projects or in companies. Rodrigo Nino is founder and CEO of a platform called Prodigy Networks. It uses crowdfunding to build commercial real estate, such as the largest skyscraper in his home country of Colombia. Rodrigo, good to have you with us.
Very happy to be here with you.
Tell me how you got interested in this funding model and what it means to you.
Yes, essentially, crowdfunding means democratizing access, in our case, to large-scale commercial real estate assets. And this is possible because of the Jobs Act, which essentially opened up public solicitation to accredited investors. So in a way, it is public access to former private offerings, which is the first time it happens, you know, in over 80 years, since 1933, actually.
So how does it work for investors? They become a part of a project, and then are they then long-term investors with equity in that project?
That's correct. In our case, we chose commercial real estate in New York because we believe that it is the most liquid of all markets. And we also believe, you know, that it is the safest asset in crises. So we provide equity participation to smaller investors from all over the world and from all over the United States.
Now, when you describe it, it sounds like a slightly more complicated way to build a building. Do you find that it is easier or is it more of a philosophical choice?
I have to say that it is different because you would argue that traditional equity funding is easier because you deal only with one institution that gives you a check for the total equity that you require for a building, and you don't need to deal with thousands of investors like we do. On the other hand, the top-down approach was one of the bigger issues in the crisis of 2007. We learned, you know, that the model of giving your money to experts that would know better didn't work. So we like to believe, you know, that we act as curators of that collective wisdom of the crowd, and they need to understand what they do.
Right. And you also have been known to crowdsource designs, right? Building designs and architecture?
Yeah, we believe, you know, that if they can help us crowdsource the design based on what the needs will be, even better.
So you were early, obviously, one of the first to be doing this in the United States, if not the first. Do you see now there are hundreds of companies doing crowdfunding in some way. How do you see the model spreading and competition growing?
I think that the model will spread because this industry was ripe for disruption. You know, I think that the commercial real estate industry in the United States is even larger than the stock market. And now, thanks to technology and the Jobs Act, I believe that the public has access to an incredible asset, you know, because it's very understandable and very predictable. If you think about it, people cheat, you know, and lie, and bricks don't. So that was exclusive to a selected few, and now it is available to everybody.
Rodrigo Nino, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Crowdfunding has also become popular for personal expenses, whether it's education or disaster recovery or illness. GoFundMe is probably the best known name. Until today, Facebook, so many good ideas. Facebook just introduced a crowdfunding feature called personal fundraising. Facebook says it'll review each fundraiser to help keep fraud to a minimum.